So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Russia is ordering more evacuations as Ukraine's incursion into its territory. Now enters the seventh day. Let's get the latest on that and more from Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine. Joe, the Ukrainian military doing some good work lately.
Bob, yes, indeed. Good afternoon from Kyiv. Today is the 900th day of Russia's full-scale invasion. Many of those days we've been speaking together. And yes, indeed, now it's been a week of Ukraine's sustained advance into the Kursk region of Russia. So this is definitely not a fluke. In the past 2.5 years, there have been moments where people thought something like this might happen. But after a week now, this is clear that this is actually a well-planned and sustained operation. Now Ukraine controls about 720 square kilometers of Russian territory. About double from when we talked on Friday. And this, one thing I think that does often get missed in the storytelling and reporting about this is that this is unusual because even though Russia for 2.5 years has been invading Ukraine, attacking Ukrainian cities, there has not really been war anywhere in the Russian Federation, one of the largest countries in the world. Even just across the border from Ukraine, people might hear the sounds of war. Certainly people are going to fight and they know people who are, Russians know people who are fighting and who have died. But there has not been war in Russia. Ukrainians have in so many ways been restricted from using Western weapons to hit Russian military bases or any targets within Russia. That has begun to change really since last May when the U.S. gave a limited permission for Ukraine to use some of the best and most precise weapons. And I think we're seeing some of that now. The Ukrainians are, if you go back and look at when Russia, started its renewed invasion into Kharkiv region back in May, we have images of destroyed cities, villages and cities absolutely wiped out by multiple bombings every single day for weeks at a time. That is not what Ukrainians are doing. Ukrainians are using precision Western weapons to precisely hit Russian military targets, Russian military convoys. And we're also seeing more and more reports that Russians are surrendering. So this is a great point of strength for Ukraine, something that has certainly been built up and planned. Another thing we're seeing in this operation is the great success of these tiny little first-person view FPV drones, only a few hundred bucks each. Ukrainians have become very good at buying drones from around the world, adapting them, adding some explosives. And now we have news that Ukrainians have taken out a third Russian attack helicopter using these tiny little drones. Meanwhile, we do have reports from Russian military bloggers on the Telegram channels that Russia is trying to move its Wagner Group mercenaries, many of whom have been in Africa, to get them back to Russia in order to deal with this Ukrainian advance into Russian territory. And there's also indications that Russians are having to move resources from where they're invading Ukraine in the east and in the south up to the north. And we have just a few miles from where the Ukrainians are advancing right now in Kursk. There's a Russian nuclear plant. And if you go all the way down south, almost 1,000 kilometers south, down toward the Black Sea to the other side of Ukraine, to the city of Nikopol. Across the river, Russians occupy the largest nuclear plant in Europe, the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. And in the past, over the night, there was people from the coast on the Nikopol side of the river, of the reservoir, could see fires at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. Russians are claiming that Ukrainians are starting fires at that nuclear plant. But, why would Ukraine do that if they're having such success, almost 1,000 kilometers to the north as they approach another nuclear plant? So I think we see, Russians are looking for ways, and I expect more and more of this in the coming days, looking for ways to change the narrative, to disguise the fact that Ukraine is having some good success, and maybe to use that nuclear plant that they control, the Ukrainian plant in the south, as a way to make people afraid. But actually, if you listen to nuclear experts and look at images of that nuclear plant that the Russians control, the fire is not in any way, it's not actually close to the reactor. The plant is basically shut down, and so it doesn't seem like that's actually really a serious issue. It's more theatrics, perhaps to disguise from the great success Ukraine is having. And notably, it's sort of just a weird twist of history. So the region that Ukrainians are, you know, where they're making this great success is called Kursk. And today, August 12th, is the 24th anniversary of the sinking of a Russian submarine called Kursk, named after that region. And this submarine, it sunk August 12th, 2000, and Putin had just come into power. And Larry King, the former CNN host, he interviewed the late CNN host, he interviewed Putin, and he said, "Can you tell us what happened?" And Putin smiled, and he said it sank. It was very creepy. And Margaret Thatcher, she'd become Baroness Thatcher by then. She was retired. She gave a speech a month later in America, and she said she urged the world to watch out for this guy Putin because she saw that smirk. And she said, "I think the Russians have not changed from their Soviet mentality, and the Kremlin still has no regard for human life."
I remember that exchange with Larry King. Interesting to note that on Russian television, in spite of Ukraine's advances in the past week, they are still presenting news as routine and referring to the Ukrainian forces as saboteurs attempting an incursion. Putin calling what has happened the past 7 days as another large-scale provocation. I guess that's no surprise, right, Joe?
We're going to see a lot of that, and I think the more chatter there is in the Kremlin, probably the means the better Ukrainians are doing on the ground. Ukrainian soldiers have sent videos of running into Russian grannies, babushas, speaking Ukrainian on Russian soil because they have traditionally spoke Ukrainian in the villages. And I think a lot of people there who only saw Russian media, now that they see Ukrainians coming rather peacefully, not attacking civilians, maybe that will change the minds of Russians in those regions.
Maybe. Thanks for keeping us posted, Joseph. Appreciate the reporting, as always.
Till tomorrow. Thank you, Bob.